Hello, you're listening to the Sunday Show Tunes podcast. I'm Paul.
And I'm Maureen. This week, we'll be bringing you the very best show tunes from stage and screen, as well as the interviews and gossip from this year's What's on Stage Awards.
Amy Hart, hosting Hello. The red carpet. Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm so good, thank you. So happy to be back here. I feel like the last time we're all here was just before the world shut down, and it's so lovely to be back. I feel like we've never been away. Looking forward to doing the red carpet. I'm going to be very naughty on the red carpet tonight. I've decided.
We would expect
I hope so.
I'm not going to ask anyone questions they always get asked. I'm going to go rogue.
Go rogue.
Good. Do
go
it.
Rogue.
Do it.
Get people the facts they want to know.
What are you most looking forward to this evening?
I think the finale. With the Sondheim tribute is what I'm most looking forward to.
Okay, so, yeah. I gotta know, did you wear your shoes from your pageants?
I did. I've got my pageant shoes on. For the benefit of the tape, they are a beautiful nude 6-inch for the platform, Chinese laundry. They make your leg elongate. The leg never ends.
I love it, Amy. Thank you so much,
thank
sweetie.
You. Thank you. Have a fabulous night.
Stay safe. Thank you. I'm here with Carly Mercedes Dyer, winner of Best Actress in a Female Identifying Role.
Ooh.
Supporting roles. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
For your performance in Anything Goes.
I can't even. That show, it was just a gem to be involved with. And the response that we got from the show was amazing. And just for people to enjoy what we were doing is unbelievable.
Such a great character to play.
Such an amazing character. Who knew I'd get to wear such fabulous costumes and be so outrageous for so little time and still be like, oh. A little award.
A little award, and you're going on tour around the UK.
Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait to get back into my little nifty costumes and take the show around the UK, because everyone deserves to see it. That little bit of joy to keep us going, because, you know, we keep having these little lulls where things aren't so great, but I think this is what we all need. We all need a bit of Anything Goes to keep
so,
us pet.
So beautiful as a show. So your buddy Beware, tell us a little bit about that.
Oh my goodness, outrageous. I mean, I remember finding the character as I was going, during shows, because I didn't always do the voice, and I suddenly realised I can't sing it in like my normal singing voice, because I've been doing that stupid accent before, do you know what I mean? And then she's going to come up and be like, why is she singing like that now? So I think it was amazing to work with all those boys as well, men, my lovely sailors, they were amazing, and so much fun getting lifted out of the boat. I didn't even have to put my feet on the floor.
I know.
Just like that, my shoes are pristine, they're like brand new.
It's quite a way to be lifted down, though.
I know. I don't know if I've got that sort of like balls anymore to get transported down, you know?
We're going to have to.
They have to get me a harness this time.
And where are you going to put this award?
Oh my goodness, who knows? I'm going to sleep with it next to my head. So when I wake up like that, it did happen.
It did happen. Well, deservedly so. Congratulations.
Oh my goodness, I can't believe it. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Carrie Hope Fletcher.
Hello.
Best performer in a female identifying role. Yes. Cinderella, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
What does it feel like to be holding that award?
Clutching it for dear clutching life, worrying it. That someone will take it away from me. It's just bonkers. I can't believe it. And you know, the fact that it's an audience voted for award during a pandemic, the fact that the audience not only voted for me and for our show that we got nominated 7 times, but the fact they actually came to see the show during a pandemic is just unreal.
And on off, it must have been really tough as a company member.
It's been
with
quite
a show like
the
that.
Roller coaster. From the beginning till now, it has been quite a lot to deal with. But it just means that every time we've been able to get back on stage, it's just meant 100 times more than it did the last time.
Absolutely. And this is your first role you've actually originated.
Yeah. Yeah, and thank you very much. But, you know, there's so many layers to this job, because it's not only originating a role, but it's originating a role in the West End in an Andrew Lloyd Webber brand new musical. Like, there's so many
no
layers
pressure.
To it. I know, right? But I think the beauty of originating a role is that there are no expectations. Like, the audiences aren't coming and comparing you to somebody else who's played the role before you, which, you know, I've had before. This is, you know, I feel like I'm walking out onto stage and just unashamedly, unapologetically playing this incredible role that Emerald Fennell, our wonderful writer, has written.
And such a riot. And you are off on tour.
I am, next year.
Around the UK. Oh my goodness.
I know. And I swore I'd never do it again. And yet here we are. But I actually can't wait. I'm really excited about it, because it feels like a new challenge. And I'm always up for a challenge. And I also just feel like this is, it's called an open book for a reason. It's because I am such an open book, and all of the stories that I'm planning to tell on this tour are going to be very open and honest and very intimate, despite the fact that I'm playing the Palladium.
Well,
not so
again.
Intimate, but the stories will be.
We will be there. Carrie Hope Fletcher, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And enjoy your evening.
Thank you. You too.
We're here. We have some of the cast from Come From Away. Who have we got?
Hi. Yes, I'm Emma Savo. Hello.
And I'm Mark Dugdale.
And I'm Jonathan Andrew Hume.
And here flying the flag for Newfoundland.
Yes! We've
been nominated
for Best Western Musical.
Which, we don't have favourites, but if we did...
Oh, bless you guys.
How many times have we seen it? Seven?
Yeah.
No. We absolutely adore you guys.
So we've been here because the last time we were here, we performed on the stage. We won Best New Musical, and we performed the opening number. So it's like, oh, that was 2 years ago. Great.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It went pretty quick.
And to be back so soon, it's crazy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's really good.
What are you most looking forward to this evening?
Oh, the bar? No, I'm joking.
Okay, Emma, I will meet you at the bar afterwards.
Thank you very much.
Literally, we walked in and she went, is that a free bar? I'm not sure. I was like, no. I just can't wait to see all the acts perform as well, because it's everyone goes to so much trouble here. It's unbelievable.
It is so good. It's nice to be back as well, because obviously last year, because What's On Stage did a different setup, didn't they?
So. They did. It was all recorded privately because of COVID, and now we're all here again.
I know. Are you enjoying being back?
Yes, I have to say, this is like a muscle we're having to flex again.
Yep.
We're like, oh my God, does this muscle work? Yes, it does.
Seeing people in real life is very different to Zoom.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have to not wear pajamas on my bottom half anymore. That's
Well, last time we saw you, it was Zoom, wasn't it?
It was Zoom, yeah.
Today you thought you wore no bottoms at all.
Nothing.
Guys, good luck this evening.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys.
Kitty Scott-Claws, Elle of a Day. What does it mean to you folks presenting awards at events like this?
I mean, who let us do that? Who let us in that stage door? I don't know.
I think it was only right. It's like a homecoming for us. We're here. We're queer. We're in the West End. Ella used to be in the Book of Mormon.
I used to work in this theatre for 2 years.
I know. So you're back home.
Yeah, back home. But in heels and a wig.
In heels.
A lot less comfortable.
What would the Mormons have to say about you turning up like a tart?
They would love it.
They would love it.
Yes.
Summit for the dads and for the Mormons.
It's honestly, it's so nice to be even asked to do something like this. Not one award, but three awards.
Three?
I mean, that's a lot of trust for two blonde, very attractive ladies.
Very attractive ladies. Looking
very young,
fabulous.
Very svelte,
very
flexible young ladies.
Very sexy ladies.
Very sexy ladies. It's a surprise they did let us on the stage, because we have a little problem that we go and we just seem to attract all the attention. Even though we weren't winning awards, we were winning awards for just being on that stage.
Yeah.
Some of us are winners. But not us.
Neither of us. Famously, we're both losers.
Both robbed, but there you go. There you go. So what's life been like post-Drag Race?
Oh, it's been mental. I mean, I think both of us, we've been working our socks off. We've not seen each other for weeks.
No.
And normally we'd see each other every week, like a couple of times a week. But we've just been mental, haven't we?
It's been so crazy, especially like coming into the new year after the whole Omicron and everything. Coming into the new year, it's just been mad. Drag is so in the mainstream now, and it's so wonderful
for us
because it means we get money, which is wonderful. But also,
and get invited to posh places like this.
Exactly. We'd just be sat at home like Scarlett Harlot right now, wouldn't we? She's doing bugger all. Not a lot on. She's available for bookings though, if you do want her. But no, it's been wild. It's been like beyond my wildest dreams, and it's just incredible the things that are coming from tarting around on a wig on BBC Three.
And also, it's nice to feel like you've inspired people. Like, I feel like people saw our journey and our stories and what we did and what we didn't do, and were inspired, and they tell us actively in the street, you get accosted.
Yeah.
Even with a mask on, there's no escape.
Yeah.
Elle of a Day, I love you. They shout at you.
I got accosted in the swimming pool. Someone
that's custard. You've had custard in the swimming pool.
Sorry, other story. Where am I?
Ambrosia. Or other similar brands.
It was a lovely tin of birds custard. No, but I was in the pool at the gym and I was swimming and I got to the end and I pulled up for air and someone was like, Kitty Scott-Claws. And I was like, you can tell now that I'm huffing and puffing away in the pool like a blind lesbian in a fish shop, swimming around. Can't see. And then, do you know what? But it's wonderful. It's wonderful to know that we've had such an impact, and it really is very humbling.
Well, you're making a huge difference. Thank you both. Thank you so much.
Okay. Is this the end of the interview?
Would you like to stay?
Let's carry on. Come on, ask us more questions.
Okay, favourite West End show?
Six.
Why?
because I want to be in it.
Oh, could you imagine a drag version?
I could imagine.
A drag version of Six?
No, not, it doesn't even have to be drag.
I don't know it. I've not actually seen it yet.
You've not seen Six?
I've not seen
We'd
Six.
We'd love some tickets, though, if anyone's offering.
If anyone's got a ticket, free, yeah. I am free.
A ticket link.
My favourite, I mean, I know we're in the theatre right now. The Book of Mormon is my favourite show ever. It's just, the humour is so up my street. I met some best friends here. I just love it.
And
it's just
how long were you in Book of Mormon for?
2 years.
2 whole years?
Yeah, and I covered Joseph Smith, and I was Elder Pop-Tarts, and I just had such a good time. Yeah. And it will always stay as my favourite memory of the West End. It's just brilliant.
So has the West End lost you to drag now, or will you be back?
Who knows? We will see. Time will tell. The thing is, you know, I carved out that career for 13 odd years, going to every audition, you know, working my way up. It would be easy for me to go back to the West End now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do it the hard way, like I always like.
Excellent.
Naughty girl.
This is before the water show.
This is a Sunday
Ella
afternoon.
Likes it the hard way. Ella said those Mormon boys, they like it hard.
Just give me like the after dark version that you could do.
Yeah,
like
the naughty,
nine.
Sexy version.
Yeah, the sexy version.
And now I really do think we should leave it.
No, we're hoping to work together a lot more. We want to do podcasting and presenting and stuff together. So you've not seen the last of Ella and Kitty, or Kitty and Ella. We've not decided the order.
Hey, we're like Tess and Claudia, but with Cox
or Keller.
Ladies, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Michael Grandage, congratulations. Best director of a musical.
Thank you very much.
How many awards is that Frozen has picked up this evening?
Well, I think it's picked up about 7, hasn't it, already? I mean, it's pretty extraordinary. I'm very, very excited.
Well, it's a spectacular show.
It's a spectacular set of awards. I ought to just say, actually, it's not best director of a musical. It isn't, actually. It's just best director. It's a rather wonderful category because they put all the plays in and they put all the musicals in. And one thing I like about that is it says that directing is something that crosses over all mediums, and I think
Absolutely.
It does. So I love the fact that, because years ago it used to be director of a musical, director of a play, and actually we're all in it together now, and I think
Absolutely.
That's nice, actually.
Ups the odds, though, doesn't it?
It slightly does. Yeah, it does.
So Frozen in London. London seems to absolutely love Frozen. What changes have you made from Broadway to London?
Quite a lot, actually. I have to say, I take my hat off to Disney, who have thrown a lot of resources at Frozen. In London, and allowed us to make it a bigger and better show than we've ever had before. As you know, we've got an American tour that went out after Broadway, and this is very much something that we've learned from Broadway, from the tour, and from every other production we've done. And sort of, I think it's the clearest incarnation of it, and I'm very happy with it. It's a beautiful,
it's quite
sort of
wonderful
flagship production
as
actually.
A show.
Yeah.
It's quite a wonderful show.
Thank you,
Michael Grandage. Thank you so much, and congratulations.
Pleasure.
Enjoy your evening.
Thank you very much.
Rob Ashford,
yes.
Choreographer, Frozen, just won for best choreography.
I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm thrilled. Really, really thrilled.
So, Frozen is quite a phenomenon in the West End. What do you think the success of the show is?
Well, I think, to be honest, I mean, I think it's a beautiful story and it's a gorgeous score. But I think why it's the success that it is at this moment is the people up there every night doing the show. I think the cast is extraordinary.
It's quite a spectacular production in the West End.
Extraordinary. And they deserve all the bells and whistles that come along with it, but their performances are really, really special. And I admire them all and kind of worship them all.
How do you even begin to bring an animated, beloved animated classic like Frozen to the stage?
Well, I mean, I was lucky because in the film there's not that much dancing.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a template that I had to try to fit into, which was nice. But then again, the challenge is find the dancing, find the places for it. So it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun to play with and figure out and to work with Michael and Christopher and Neil and extraordinary collaborators.
And what was it like bringing the show to the West End?
Oh, amazing. I just couldn't wait till we got here. I love the West End. I mean, I love London. I'm an American and I work in New York, but I love working here, and it's my second show at the Drury Lane. I did Shrek the musical there as well, so I was very happy to go back to Andrew's beautiful new...
It's beautiful space.
Oh my God,
isn't
he's done
beautiful?
An amazing job. Yes, they've done an amazing job with it, and we feel privileged and happy to be there, and are enjoying every moment of it so far.
Well, we love having you. Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
And congratulations.
Thanks
Enjoy
so
your
much.
Evening.
Cheers, thanks.
Rob Madge. winner of Best of West End production.
Isn't that silly?
My sons are queer, but what can you do?
What can you do? I know.
What does it mean?
It means absolutely everything, especially because it was voted by the public. You know, they're the people that we tell the stories for. So it means everything. It's bizarre to me, but
here,
I love it.
You're here with your mum and dad tonight?
I am. I have brought John and Jan.
John
and they
Jan.
Are front and centre, loving their lives. It's amazing to see them on a red carpet. Just John and Jan from near Birmingham. It's great.
Near Birmingham.
Yeah, no, they're never on a red carpet.
And Birmingham. Without John and Jan, you wouldn't be here.
No. Well, literally no.
No, literally no.
No,
but
it would
their
be
support
quite
to you growing
impossible.
Up.
It's amazing.
Tell us about that.
I've never felt anything other than normal with them, and I think that can be quite rare. I never felt any kind of pressure to be anything other than what I was. And they just went with it. They rolled with it from day one and never questioned it. And I think it just leads to, if more parents did that, I think it would lead to more confident, happy people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you're touring the UK in Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Yes.
What's touring life like?
Oh my God, it's amazing. It's so good to be back doing it after so long with lockdown and all that, not being able to. So visiting all of the UK, we're everywhere for a week at a time, so we're getting very quick glimpses of every city across the UK. So it's a whirlwind, but it's gorgeous. And Bedknobs and Broomsticks is always
such
one
a great
of my favourite,
show.
One of my
really
favourite Disney
show.
Films growing up. I wrote my own musical about it when I was a kid.
Well, absolutely.
Obviously.
So our listeners can't see how utterly fabulous you look, but you do look amazing this evening. Rob,
thank
congratulations.
You.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Sally Ann Triplett, Christopher Howell, how are you?
Good.
We're all right.
Yeah, we're good.
we're going to go and have a quick rehearsal in a minute.
It's a brand new opening number that's been written by Alex Parker.
Yeah.
And we've had some rehearsal.
Had at least 5 minutes rehearsal.
Yeah.
So you could that's all you need.
You could at least double of that this evening. You could have 10 by the time we go on.
Yeah,
possibly.
Exactly.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it'd be fine. It'd be fine.
But it's great. Great lineup, isn't it? Great group of people we're singing with, you know.
Yeah, fabulous. Yeah, yeah. It's an exciting night.
And most recently seen in Gypsy at the Alexandra Palace. What was that like?
It was so good, wasn't it, Chris?
Amazing.
It was such an amazing thing to be part of. And the orchestra, the most incredible overture ever written.
It's going to be really strange. I've seen her every day for the last, like, fortnight.
And I know.
Now she's running off with her husband to Barbados.
Disgusting.
And I'm going to Croydon.
How could she? I know. Someone's got to do it.
Someone's got to do it. We'll have a fabulous evening.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks for talking to us.
I'm standing here with a real Disney princess, Samantha Barks, Elsa in Frozen in Drury Lane. What's it like playing Elsa every night?
It is every day magical. And I really, really mean that from the bottom of my heart, because performing Let It Go, it's such a spectacle. It's such a theatrical moment. But the exciting part for me is after the big dress reveal, the audience goes wild. And I look into the audience and I just see lots of little Elsas and Annas and Olafs, just their face. And they are like glued to the back of their seat. And they can't believe it's such an exciting moment. And I feel honored to be involved in that. It's not, it's so much goes into that number. I'm just lucky to be a part of it. The amazing crew and the wardrobe and everyone. And I am just lucky to be involved in there with it. Yeah. But it's an honor.
Yeah, and you're a nominee this evening yourself as
Yay, that's lovely. So nice to be nominated. Really special.
Against your co-star, Steph McKeon.
Oh, literally, who is like my sister on and off stage. Yeah. So she's incredible.
Thank you so much.
Yay, thank you.
We have the current queens from the West End cast of six who have just won Best West End Musical. Congratulations, ladies.
Yay.
What's it feel like?
Oh, incredible. Oh my gosh, to be in a lineup with all of those amazing musicals was just... Oh, like I said before, we screamed very loud when we found out. It was wonderful.
And then we had a show.
It was electric.
And this is the award voted for by the fans. Does that mean more?
Absolutely. Our queendom is just next level. I don't know a fan base like them.
No.
They are phenomenal. The most supportive fans ever. No matter who goes on, whether it be a principal queen, a swing or an alternate, it's every show is like a new show for them.
Yeah.
And the support is unmatched.
Yes.
What do you think the success of Six is? What is the appeal?
I think it's...
empowerment. I think it's fixing each other's crowns, and we all uplift each other, and we're all there for each other, and that is constant throughout the show.
On stage and off stage.
Yeah, on stage and off stage, and I think I'm so grateful to be a part of this collective, because it's such a wonderful space to be in, and I think that reads on stage, and I think that is the reason why I'm on
stage. It really is a phenomenon. What are you ladies going to do to party this evening?
We literally left, we did two shows today, we finished, the curtain came down on the second show, and we got ready, 50 minutes
in our trainers.
I'm putting my trainers back on.
New makeup. Yeah. Share this moment together, and now we can just relax and enjoy our night and celebrate all the other winners.
Congratulations, so deserved.
Thank you so much.
Victoria Hamilton Barrett, Cedric Neal, here you are at the What's on Stage Awards. How are you feeling?
I feel groovy, baby. I am feeling pumped. Mummy is out tonight. I'm going to enjoy myself. I can feel it.
I am just in a celebratory spirit and celebratory mood, and nothing's going to shake that.
What's it like being back out and about on the town?
It feels like this when I overtalk because I get a little bit too excited. I'm just so excited this is actually happening and going ahead. We've had a crazy old time, and we're here. We made it, guys. So.
Yeah, it's been almost 2 years since the family of musical theater has been able to get together, so it's a big family reunion. Yes, it's an award show, but it's just a big family reunion to see people that we hadn't seen in a while, and you can just hug and just celebrate the theater being back, and hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well said, Cedric. I love it. I love it.
So your shows are sold out nightly. It must be really exciting to be playing to packed houses again.
Yes. Because of the fandom for Back to the Future, the musical, it's wild. It's like every show is like being at a cross between Comic-Con and and a Back to the Future reunion. We have at least two people dressed as Doc Brown and Marty McFly every show. We have little kids come dressed as the characters in the show. And to look out there and know that at the end of that night that somebody that came into that theater without a smile is leaving with laughter in their heart.
Amazing.
That's the best.
And can I say, Victoria, you always make the laughter happen in Cinderella.
Oh my God, I have literally no idea what I'm doing. I'm just having so much fun. I'm so lucky that I got to create this role. I'm having a ball every night. Sorry, no pun intended. That's very, very tacky. But I am literally living my best life every night in that show. It's been the best experience ever.
Victoria,
Cedric, good luck tonight.
Well, that's it for this episode. We'd like to say a huge thank you to the winners, presenters, and What's on Stage themselves for inviting us to the Prince of Wales Theatre and a fabulous evening. And thank you for taking time to chat to us.
If you've enjoyed listening, don't forget to subscribe on your favorite listening platform.
I'm Paul.
And I'm Maureen.
And you've been listening to the Sunday Show Tunes podcast.
Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
Bye.